KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with a check of news brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes said Monday that another person had filed nomination papers to run for office during the November 8th general election here in Cass County. Carnes reports Mike Clocky of Messina filed papers to run as a Republican for the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees that will be representing the Southeast District. Earlier this month, you may recall we told you that Jody Lawrence of Atlantic had filed her nomination papers to run as a Democrat for the CCMH Board of Trustees in the Northwest District. Wednesday is the final day for persons wanting to run for various county offices to submit their nomination papers to the auditor's office with the required number of signatures. Two people were injured and the driver of a vehicle cited following a rollover accident that took place Sunday morning in Audubon County. The sheriff's office said yesterday the driver of a 1981 Chevy, 19-year-old William Roland Brubaker, and his passenger, 16-year-old Andrea Stevens, both of Audubon, were transported by Audubon Rescue to the Audubon County Hospital. Officials say their vehicle was traveling westbound on 200th Street at around 11 a.m. Sunday when it went out of control as it approached the crest of a hill about 2 miles west of Audubon. The vehicle slid into a ditch and struck an embankment before rolling over and coming to rest on the passenger side. Damage was estimated at $2,000. Brubaker was cited for failure to maintain control. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Friday of 35-year-old Stephen Robert Pedersen of Atlantic. Pedersen was taken into custody on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for assault causing injury and two district court warrants for probation violation. He remained held in the Cass County Jail on $11,000 bond. And on Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 32-year-old Eric Sean Johnson of Messina on a charge of driving while revoked. Johnson was brought to the Cass County Jail and then released Sunday on his own recognizance. The latest Pottawatomie County Sheriff's report issued Monday indicates a man from Cass County was arrested early Saturday morning following a traffic stop. A pickup driven by 61-year-old Ricky Lee Roby of Atlantic was pulled over at around 6:50 a.m. on Highway 92 near 440th Street. A routine records check revealed Roby's driving status was banned and he was placed under arrest for driving while barred. A man from Carson was arrested late Friday night in Pott County after his pickup was pulled over for speeding and allegedly he showed signs of impairment. 25-year-old Colton Jarrett Clark was placed under arrest for OWI, second offense. Two men were arrested Friday evening in Pott County. Officials say 30-year-old Philip Michael Houston of Walnut was arrested on a warrant for driving while barred. While serving the warrant at a residence in Walnut, deputies spoke with two other men, one of whom had a warrant out of Crawford County. 22-year-old Jacob Dwayne Jens of Avoca was subsequently arrested on the warrant and held at the Pott County Jail for extradition to Crawford County. Saturday night, 63-year-old Brenda Bourne of Oakland was arrested at a residence in Avoca after a neighbor called authorities with a complaint. Turns out that Bourne had three warrants issued for her arrest out of Clay County. She was arrested on the warrants for interfering with official acts, failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance, second offense charge, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and theft in the fifth degree. Bourne was brought to the Pott County Jail and held pending extradition to Clay County. Early Saturday morning, 36-year-old Haley Aaron Smith of Council Bluffs was pulled over and arrested for following a traffic stop for failure to dim her headlights. Smith allegedly displayed signs of impairment and was taken into custody for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, 9.7 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, 3 marijuana smoking pipes. The Red Oak Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of a Villisca man on Monday for violation of his probation. At around 1 p.m., officers took into custody 29-year-old Jesse Fitzwater. Fitzwater was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 cash-only bond. In the funeral announcements, Creed Wilson, age 2, of Atlantic, the son of Chelsea and Kyle Wilson, died at his home on Friday. Funeral services for Creed Wilson will be held this evening at 6 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. Fred Bloom, age 88, of Manila, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Fred Bloom will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Joanne Corcoran, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her daughter's home in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Joanne Corcoran will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Roth Larson, age 87, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Phyllis Larson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Sonia Thrain, age 69, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Sonia Thrain will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Mervyn Larimore, age 87, of Oakland, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Mervyn Larimore will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Marianne Plagman, age 86, of Casey, died Sunday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Marianne Plagman will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life visitation for Roger Dunn with the family greeting friends will be held on Sunday from 3 until 5 p.m. at Roland's Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald W. Bornholt, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Services for Donald Bornholt are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Robin Couts, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Robin Couts are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.